Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2, Faculty of Social Science. Now we are going to study William Shakespeare as the dramatic artist. The dramatic genius of Shakespeare can only be appreciated if we keep in mind the state of drama when he entered the theatre. English drama up to this time was mainly divided into miracle plays, mystery plays, interludes and histories. They were all very crude and craftsmanship and religious in motive. Their main purpose was to educate rather than entertain. When Shakespeare entered, he retained some of the elements of his predecessors like Christopher, Marlowe, Lytton, Green, Kidd and Pele. The latter had evolved a form of which was secular as contrasted with the religious character of the earlier drama. Shakespeare is a liberal in evaluating his eminent predecessors. He took the blank verse from Marlowe, the prose dialogue from Lely and also songs from his predecessors for his dramas. In the domain of tragedy, pre-Shakespearean drama was dominated by blood and thunder and crude display of horror. Fallen greatness was its main theme, and the success of the tragedy depend entirely on the amount of blood shed. On the stage, ghosts were introduced to create horror and terror. Comedy was scrupulously avoided from the scenes. Shakespeare changed all this. Although he retained the elements of surprise, mystery and terror, he employed these judicially. There are ghosts and witches and deaths in his tragedies, but the emphasis is on the inner conflict within the soul of tragic hero. Shakespearean tragedies show conflict between the passion of the same hero. There is a villain, no doubt, but the emphasis is on the inner conflict, the divided soul of the hero contending against itself. The elements of the supernatural are used differently. The supernatural is the external or outward manifestation of the natural passion and ambition, and the affected conscience of the sufferers. The ghosts and witches of Shakespeare are not independent existence as they are in ordinary drama, but in Shakespeare they are the embodiments of the evil conscience of the tragic character. Thus, character is different from the popular concept of the tragic hero. Shakespearean tragic heroes are not the victims of superhuman or non-human forces, but the victims of their own errors. Our deeds are ours, though their ends none of our own. It may be summed up as man is free to act, and so he must reap the crop of their own deeds. This is the essence of Shakespeare's tragic art. In comedies, Shakespeare employs the same element of surprise and mystery as he does in his tragedies, but the ending is happy. The mystery is resolved, again explained and harmonized. The common basis for both the tragedies, both in tragedies and comedies, but the result in the tragedies is unhappy, while in the comedies it is happy. There are certain elements of Shakespeare's dramatic art, and we now proceed to take a brief look at them. Stagecraft. It is very difficult, if not possible, to conceive the problems and difficulties faced by Shakespeare in this day in the staging of his play on the Elizabethan stage, the most important being the absence of scenery. But his genius made a virtue of this necessity, and he introduced poetry to supplement the lack of scenery. Thus, the mind is exercised in place of the eyes and the senses. So Shakespeare's genius overcome this drawback of the stage in masterful way. His art is empirical and experimental, and takes the realities of the contemporary stage into account, had exploited the resources of his own talents and genius. When one realized what richness of poetic touches is embodied in his plays, simply because the erstwhile stage could not provide for the enactment of his plays. Therefore, it is the rich exercise of our imagination rather than the indulgence of our senses which is inevitable in witnessing Shakespearean plays. Shakespeare soon mastered this technique of supplying the lack of external scenery with poetry, and the extent of his mastery of stagecraft could only be realized and appreciated when we remember the innumerable happy touches of poetic descriptions interposed throughout his dramas. Since same was the case with other stage conventions of his day, he enriched and revitalized them. The clown, for example, was a hindrance rather than a help to the action of the drama. When we look at the handling of fools by Shakespeare, we find that they become not only enjoyable but significant also. Characterization. The vitality of Shakespeare's character, men and women, which grips our attention and keeps us spellbound throughout the course of the play. There is a vigor, vitality, vivacity, vividness and variety in these persons who range from King of Clown. Earlier dramatists put wooden, lifeless abstraction on the stage, but Shakespeare put the stamp of genius on these also. Being a poet, he breathed into not only life but human wholeness into the lifeless figures walking on the boards. His characters are real human beings full of humor, passion and humanity, acting and reacting much as we would if we were placed in their predicaments. Even after facing and withstanding the vagaries and savagery of the changing tastes and fashions of more than four centuries, Shakespeare and his plays are as fresh today as they were first staged in the Elizabethan age, and this is a sufficient test and proof of their greatness. Shakespeare is of all ages and of all times, and the universal quality of his dramas is unique in the history of world literature. Every school of criticism, every decade of dramatic writing takes inspiration from him. The romantic, the classical, the modern, the realistic, the ultra-modernist, all types and symbols of literary art find their inspiration in his dramas. Shakespeare appeals to anyone, and the wonder is that, like nature, his genius is an enigma and a mystery. Thank you.